Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody.
And before we get into this episode, one of these two beautiful people are going to tell you something that you need to know because we never say it and we really need to remind you because we've been slacking.
Well, we love that you always tune in and hear our views on things. And we would also love for you to share this with your friends. Like, comment, and subscribe. We really need you to do that. We always appreciate when you do. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button so you can get our updates on when we drop the next show.
That's right.
That's right. Perfect. That's right. And if you're watching on audio or listening on audio, I should say, leave a 5-star review. It takes 2 seconds. Go down to the comment section there. Leave a 5-star review. You don't even have to comment if you don't want to. You can just leave a review. And Cody, we're covering the Traitors. You happen to be on it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched the Traitors yet, where should they go watch it? How many episodes are available? They need to do that before they come here.
Yep. So if you do not feel like watching all episodes at once, it actually is streaming on USA Television Network. If you have that, I'm pretty sure everybody has that on cable. It's going to be dropping an episode once a week, so you're not too far behind. But if you want to watch all 10 and binge like I do, you can download Peacock. It is streaming all 10 episodes right now on Peacock, which is the affiliate for NBC. So check it out on Peacock, all 10 episodes, binge it in a weekend. Let us know what you think.
Love that. And right now, just to put this out there, it's February 8th. We're recording this on a Wednesday. And some news dropped that I think, Cody, you have to talk about because it's a pretty big deal. Reunion show coming?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was not in the plans originally, right? This is something that just kind of came about.
No, this came about, and it's obviously because the show is doing really well. So for those of you that are tuned in right now, we really appreciate it, and we know that you've been watching. But if you have a friend that hasn't watched on Peacock, please share this over to them. Make sure they check out the season. The season is great. It's getting incredible reviews, which is why the reunion is now happening. They're getting the entire cast together. I am super excited. It's going to be dropping on Peacock only. So the reunion show is going to be on Peacock. So you really want to tune in to that. And that could be a huge reason why you download Peacock, because I can't imagine what's going to transpire at this reunion. There's so much. And we can talk about this in the next episode. So we're going to hold
off on this episode for sure.
So we'll talk about it the finale episode, but there is so much that I feel like can come to the table. There's going to be so many arguments that I feel are just going to be.
Are you prepping? Are you prepping your speeches? You got some speeches, some little bit of ammo, maybe?
No, I don't got too much ammo. I don't really have much to say. It's like, you know, it is what it is.
But I think you will react. You may have some reactions.
He thinks he doesn't have anything to say now till somebody comes with guns blazing at him.
Somebody says something to me, then I'm going to be like, what?
Okay, but here we go.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll cover that in the finale episode. We will also let you guys know right now, season 2 has been already greenlit.
Yep.
So season 2 Traitors is happening. We will be covering it again, although Tiffany and I will be on the show, so it'll be a little different.
Just be very different.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, exactly. So let's dive into this week's episode. Again, if you're following along with us, this is going to be episode number 9 of the series. So you want to watch that episode before you come over here because there will be spoilers. Tiffany, why don't you start us off?
Okay, so top of this episode, we're on episode 9. Steph is murdered.
Bye, Steph. Yeah. She got vocal, right?
I believe that.
I was a little surprised because I know that's Ciri's girl.
That was the reason why I was surprised, is because I felt like Ari was like, I felt like Ari felt comfortable with Ceree. And when Ceree vocalized that she didn't want it, I thought that was going to kind of put a kibosh to it, but it didn't.
She seems like she tries to give off a team player type thing to kind of like not make the traders think that she'd ever cut them. So, you know, even though she didn't want to get rid of Steph, it was like if it's hurting the traders, you know, if she's coming for Christian, then we've got to protect the traders type thing.
Yeah, she didn't want to pull that with me, though. But that's fine. I think that's for another conversation.
But I think that's part of it, right? Like she realizes it's late in the game. There's only a couple. I mean, listen, let's BTS. They know the show's almost over at this point. They know how long they're going to be out there. Right. So as a seasoned veteran like Ceree, she knows like, hey, there might be one more of these and it's game over. And Steffi and I can't both win. So I don't want to give these guys any reason to send me home. And Aya was the one kind of spearheading this a couple weeks ago with Cody. Mm-hmm. So I can't go back on and be contradictory to what I just did to Cody with Christian because Christian's pushing hard or in that turret to get her out of there because Stephanie's very vocal about the fact that she thinks that Christian's not being on the up and up. So I think Ceree's playing the long game, which isn't actually the short game at this point, where she's like, okay, Christian, I'm going to give you what you want. But guess what? It's only to kind of like lull you to sleep because I got plans for you too, which we are going to get into. But I do think she kind of weighed her options. And she's like, hey, this isn't a team game. I'm going to have to sacrifice a pawn to get to the end. And I think it was all she knew what she was doing.
And also lowers her threat level and builds trust with Ari because he's a new trader. And so
that's true too.
He doesn't really know how they've been playing. So even and he doesn't really probably know how Cody
the whole situation.
That's true.
So it's like, well, it wasn't because we let him get out.
I completely agree. I think that was a good, because Ari, you can tell at this turret situation that Ari is all behind Stephanie because he thinks like, oh, somebody's mentioning a traitor's name. We have to get rid of him. And we were kind of going the whole season with, don't worry about if people are mentioning our names. It's more so if they're mentioning our names and it's catching fire at the round table. And when it's this late in the game, you don't need that many people. And so I thought it was good for Ari to go along with it. But what I also think it did to Ceree's mind was say, okay, Christian, you made me backstab somebody that I didn't want to. Now I'm definitely I felt like that opened up Ceree to be like, you're not going to get backstabbed by me. Because that's how I feel like Ceree, and I didn't watch her on Survivor, but from what I hear about her, it's like Ceree is loyal, but if you do like a hair of a thing that she doesn't like, whether it's go against her, whether it's she doesn't trust you, you give her reason to not trust you, and almost like it gives her the okay in her own mind to be like, now I'm going to cut you.
Game on.
Exactly. And so I think that's what it did psychologically in that moment for Ceree to be like, Christian's messing up. He's been talking a lot all season long. Because you got to remember in the beginning, Ceree was like, this kid talks a lot. Yeah. And I think that was finally where Ceree mentally was like, I have no problem cutting you. So, and Christian already had done stuff that, I mean, I would have lost complete trust. Maybe not complete trust, but when he pulled the whole thing about, oh, I tried to be recruited, that would have rubbed me the wrong way, the same way it rubbed Ari and Ceree the wrong
way. Dude, 1,000%.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 8/7 to 8/20. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
1,000%. He was getting reckless there, but I agree with you. I think Ceree, she knew it. She knew what she had to do. I think she had a plan all along where she's like, if I can get both of these guys out and I get all the money, that's ideal. Mm. That's ideal.
That's right. You know? It's a big chunk of change.
Survivor mentality. Yeah. And by the way, side note, Stephanie was very vocal, even just from what they showed on the show. You know, for you guys watching out there, in a game like this, you don't want to let people know how good you are at the game or if you have a read on people because they're going to come after you. So it was only a matter of time because she was always like, I told you so. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. And it's like, yeah, you know what? You are right. You're pretty good at this game. So we're going to send you home because you're not getting anybody else out. So, I mean,
it's such a tough game, right? I think something that you just said is so crucial for people that are playing this game in the future is like, you don't want to be so vocal about how good you are at the game because you want it to almost be like under wraps, build relationships, get that to come to fruition at the round table, not call it out, call it out, call it out, be the loudest one there calling it right. Cause then it leaves you susceptible to being murdered. So it's definitely a really difficult balancing act. I am now that the second season has been approved, I can't wait to see how people that have watched the first season kind of, you know, maneuver the game moving forward.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Or
to
even
see
how the game maneuvers. I wonder if they'll throw in some things to kind of shake it up a little bit.
They're gonna have to. You know what I think
they could do that would be awesome? Armory pass. Every day, every time there's an armory pass, so the traders can slip up. It's like, because to be 100% honest, and way down in the comments, if you guys felt this as well, I felt the game was catered to the traders. I felt much harder for the faithfuls to win at the end than a trader to win.
And well, so think about that. There's two opportunities for a faithful to go home.
You need to add more like ripples in the traders game. There's got to be more stuff that makes it harder for them.
But is that suggestion that I gave a couple of weeks ago, and you know the game better than I do, but wouldn't that work then? So you have the faithfuls. They gotta identify the traitors. If they identify a traitor, that night the traitors lose their power to murder someone. So that you can take a couple of them out before they have a chance to take you out. Or are you like logistically, Derek, that wouldn't work?
Well, so you got to think about it in the terms of like worst case scenario. You always prepare for the worst. And worst case scenario would be the traders aren't allowed to murder anybody the first 3 days of the game.
Yeah, they get it right.
The odds of that are probably like the odds of winning the lottery. So it's like super low.
And but they could also recruit. They could also, we're going to let you guys recruit someone new this week.
The second someone gets murdered, they can recruit. They could do it that way. I think that, I don't know. I think it would be tough because you got to worry about, you know, even in the middle of the game, right? Say all of a sudden the traders are just not this season. I thought that us as traders did a really good job outside of myself falling apart.
I mean, by far.
But think about if the traders are not great and now it's the middle of the game and boom, 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 all three traders go.
Oh, then what happens?
It's like, what if seven faithfuls going to split the pot? Or does a faithful now, when there's only one trader left, maybe gets to recruit somebody? They can implement it that way. I think that.
I'm saying they could always add more traders if that happens.
Well, it's that's true.
They could always add, two traders just went home.
But then again,
Saree, you're by yourself. You can recruit someone tonight.
Well, so think about it in this sense. It's almost like now the game is being skewed to the traders because now it's like you're almost guaranteeing, like, as the traders go, it's like you're.
Isn't it what already, is it called? Though?
It's like you're weighing the deck for the traders because it's like every time the faithfuls
stacking
get it right.
Stacking the deck.
What is stacking the deck?
Yep.
Every time the faithfuls get it right, another trader gets added. If faithful gets it right, traitor gets added.
Well, you could do it for the first couple of weeks where if that happens early in the game, they're allowed to recruit someone. It's kind of like Team America. Team America, Joey
was
the
first
one on Team America week one. And we booted her.
She was Why did I forget that?
She was going around the house. She was going around the house telling us, I'm part of Team America. Don't
and we were like, bullshit.
Like, sure, buddy, sure. And we sent her home. And honestly, and people say this all the time. They're like, Derek wouldn't have been in it because on the show, I don't know when I was added to Team America. It shows me in the show as a third person. I don't know if that was the order that they brought us in.
Or,
but one of us, wouldn't have been.
They might have not had three. They might have been like, we're only going to roll with one. And then because of that, they then were like, okay, that failed miserably. So now let's add three. And so it's like, you know, I feel like traders maybe doesn't want to be in a situation like that where they're just like adding traders constantly. Because then it's like, you know, you're just.
It could. But, it's either way, they got to change. I just feel like I agree with you. The deck was definitely stacked against the faithfuls. They had a much harder time. If you're a faithful, even though there's more of you, there's less of a chance of you winning the game, in my opinion, because you have better protections as a traitor because you have multiple opportunities to get the person out who's coming after you. You have a banishment round table, and if that doesn't work, you can always convince your two other compadres to murder this person, and now your biggest target is imagine if I'm Big Brother at night when nobody's around, we could decide who the biggest target we have was and murder them. before the next morning. So it's a huge advantage. Yeah. But we could talk about it in the finale more, right? I mean, kind of give her what we think is going to happen. Because I was doing a Twitter Spaces the other night with Sharon Tharp from Us Weekly, and we were talking about the idea of whether they do. We'll save it, but we'll have a deeper conversation part two of this. But should they bring back all celebrities now? Because you guys were really the big part of the show, and the rookies kind of got slaughtered in there. They didn't really do anything.
It's got to be all rookies or all vets.
That's what I'm saying. It was like you guys were the stars of the show. Yeah. You guys carried the show. And luckily, you had people in there who weren't very astute. So they didn't go after you guys right away. Because if they were smart, I would have got you, Ceri, Rachel.
I would have just rolled the dice, right? Like I would have, in the early round tables, I would have gotten together with all the non-reality people and be like, you know, because
got to get them out.
The Bravo people, traitors. It's one thing. Yes. Like, you know, they're going to at least have at least one reality. But it's like I would have immediately went after like the Codys, the Ceris, the Rachels, the Stephanies, ones that have played games, because the Bravo people, they're not playing games like this.
No.
And those four people that I just named have been. So I would be like, I would have immediately been like, guys, if we get it wrong, we're getting it wrong.
But at least we get these great game players out.
Yeah.
We're getting them out. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And by the way, the challenge, the people who've played before, if you don't get them out right away, the longer they're in the game, the less likely you're going to win because they're vets. They know what to do. They know how to close. Yeah. So you got to get them out regardless because they're gonna beat you in the end.
Yeah.
And to what you both said earlier, the game's going to evolve now and they're going to react. The new faithfuls, if they do it the same exact format, are going to see season one and be like, we're not being that anymore.
Yeah.
And that might happen. So we could talk about it when we wrap up the finale episode, but it is a really good conversation because the jury, it's kind of split as far as what people want to see. So anyways, this episode wasn't that long anyways. It wasn't a ton in this episode.
There was another big thing. Yeah.
Oh, hit me with it.
We don't have to talk about the competition, right?
It wasn't anything crazy. It was a laser. It was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. But I felt like
I was surprised at how agile and Quentin was with his
he's a big man.
Getting through those lasers. I was a big man. Okay, then. He said, what about this thigh meat?
He's a big man.
What about this thigh meat?
I thought they were all. I thought they did that competition pretty well. Outside of watching Christian is just comical a little bit, right? He's a little funny to watch. I felt like watching. We're now in episode 9. There was something that I started seeing in Christian that I felt like I was watching in myself, and I felt like Christian was starting to get that face of like, I'm not sleeping. The dark circles are coming in. I look exhausted, and I felt
looking
like Christian,
a traitor.
Yeah, like I thought Christian was starting. It was starting to weigh on Christian emotionally and mentally.
He's so close to the end too, right?
And he just so close to the end.
But he kind of screwed himself. He screwed himself with making up that lie.
Yeah.
And then he's overplaying his game. He's telling Quentin that he thinks it could be Ceri and Ari, who are both traitors with him. So then you know how it goes. Like once you say something and it comes out of your mouth, you start thinking like, should I have said that? Did I mess up?
Yeah.
Like, I will think something. I will lay down in my bed and be like, I can't believe I had that conversation today. Was that good to have that conversation? Is it going to come back to haunt me? Like, he was getting really cocky. So I'd find it hard to sleep if I'm trying to figure out if I actually said the right things to the right people.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing that you feel in Big Brother when you're trying to play both sides. It weighs on you. You can't just play both sides and not have it weigh on you because you're always worried. Did I just say the wrong thing to this side that's going to get back to this side? Did I just say the wrong thing to this side that could possibly get to this side? It's like you got to find a way to navigate. And that's where I think I struggled was like I don't play both sides when I play Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I have my side and then there's the other side that I'm targeting. In this game, I felt like I had to play both sides. And that's why I felt like I was like losing it. It starts to become tough for Christian. And I think that thing that he says to Quentin is really crucial because I think Quentin trusted him the entire game. And I think that made Quentin be like, oh, you just mentioned people that I really trust.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that, which is like it's good and it's bad. Cause like, what if somebody, what if Christian wasn't a traitor and was a faithful, and then a faithful mentioned somebody to Quentin that he really trusts who is a traitor. Cause Ceri was a traitor and Quentin trusted her like crazy. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, this game just has a great way of messing with everybody's minds. But this felt like was where Christian now was like losing his numbers. Cause now Quentin had a conversation with Andy and was like, I don't know about Christian. I don't know about him.
Yep.
And so this is where we now get to the round table, and it kind of, they're setting us up where Ari and Ceri talk that we may be seeing another traitor go at this round table.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you called it, right? We called it at the top of the show where Christian gets what he wants, or so he thinks.
Yeah.
But now this is ammo for Ceri to start manipulating Ari, who's not a reality game show guy. He's a reality TV guy.
Right.
Big difference between being a Survivor player and a Bachelor. And Ceri worked that man, and then she had him eating out of the palm of her hand. And Ceri lost the battle, but won the war with Christian, or at least
big time.
That's the way we're leaning big here. Time. We're ending this episode kind of on a cliffhanger, the same way they ended your episode, where the round table's going. Christian's starting to realize he might be in trouble, we're gonna wait to see on how Ceri and Ari vote, and it's not looking good.
Yeah. I think it's, I love how they do it. They set it up for the cliffhanger, but it's like, you already knew, like you can just see it in Ceri's face. And the funniest thing was going back to like the murder in the beginning, like Ceri is always like willing to be as cutthroat as possible.
Yep.
She pulled it with Rachel at the round table with the banishment, where 2 days earlier, she was like, Rachel's my girl. And then the next round table, she's like, I think you're a traitor. Now she's get to murder Stephanie and is like, Christian, you were the reason why I had to murder Stephanie. So now I don't have any loyalty to you. And so like, I feel like Ceri has this face where you're just like, yeah, shit's about to go down with her. She's not having this. Cause like Ari's just like Ari. You know what I mean?
Her
like,
face is a poker face. She's got the term poker face down to a science. Like she doesn't say more than she needs to say. She almost like never slips up and makes you question her. The only time I saw her actually like show like a small impulse of emotion was when she confronted somebody about, did you tell them that
Stephanie.
I said that I was upset that I wasn't a traitor? But even then, her composure was held. It was like a reasonable response to someone saying this about you. She holds it together because
Stephanie is supposed to be her girl. So when she's going up to Stephanie, not happy about this, it doesn't seem to Stephanie like, wait a minute, that's a little weird.
Yeah, like, why are you responding? Nope, no, it wasn't. No.
I'm supposed to be tight with you. So it was like she picks and chooses her moments so perfectly.
Very calculated.
Right, which is why she's succeeding.
Like, what's her sign? Game? I need to know what her sign is.
That's good. We could probably look up her birthday.
She's probably a Capricorn.
You talk about being cutthroat. I'll tell you what, this is where the episode ends, and you guys do not want to miss the finale episode, because I will tell you, out of all the reality shows I've watched, the finale of The Traitors is cutthroat and one of the most awkward moments I've ever seen in reality show history as far as how the show ends. So you definitely don't want to miss that. We will be back very soon with that. We're going to cover the finale. We're also going to talk about what might happen on Traitors Season 2, because you might have a couple players right here. I know there's a lot of reality TV people who want to play.
I got a shout out to Kate. Kate is playing a much better game this episode, and it's taken her a minute, but Kate has been so adamant.
Episode 9, Tiffany, finally.
But you got to think about it too, right? Like Kate, early on, Kate said Christian was a traitor, like early on. And then it's like, it just shows how this game.
That's the only person she was right about, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she was dead wrong about me. But she also was very hesitant about Ceri, but Ceri, it made like her and Ceri were so close by the end of it. So it kind of made her like early on, Brandy and her were kind of talking. Then all of a sudden, Brandy gets removed from the situation. And now Ceri becomes like someone that she gets closer with and closer with and closer with. Cause now you don't have the person in your ear, like kind of maybe doubt. Like keeping you distant. Yeah. But I just looked up Ceri's birthday, July 18th. She has the same birthday as Christy. I can't believe. And you know what? Now that I just looked that up, I knew that because we mentioned it and we talked about it. It was something we bonded over. And then she cut my throat. It's messed up.
Mm.
We bonded.
Well, Christy wouldn't do that, she's though. Good. So we're not going to think all July 18th.
Now I'm concerned.
Well, at this point, I think it's safe to say that. I think it's safe to say that Saree needs to send you a nice gift. She needs for all to make up for this. And right now, Saree is without a doubt playing the best game. I'm not going to spoil it here, but we're coming into the finale, and the question is, can Saree close this out? Can she take the game home? She's a favorite at this point. She's definitely the most experienced, the best player in there, for sure.
Oh. So how can do you close bring this out? How does a traitor bring this home?
How do they bring this home? Can they win? She's never won before. She's been very close, but she's never won the show, and that's something that she wants to change. So stick with us. Be back. One. Yeah, we'll be back at next episode. We'll have the finale. We'll talk about the future for traitors, and we'll close this whole thing out, and we can let Cody kind of round it out.
Well-behaved women seldom make history. Like that. Ooh,
well said. Perfect way to end it. We appreciate you guys joining us on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.